Now, a brand new bit that I'm very excited about because we've been talking about this for literally years off the air. Here's Jake.
Thank you, Dan. Talked about this last week in our maiden voyage of Super Bad Radio, kind of the backstory on how we ended up where we are, blah, blah, blah. And one of the things that I did many years ago was I was an intern for the Plano Star Courier, where I would write stories about local valedictorians and salutatorians, where I would call a 16 or 17-year-old who was much smarter than I am and was on to much bigger and better things than I was and just sort of ask them, so how'd you get here?
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe
I think I knew you did that.
Maybe there was a tree that was about to be cut down, but there was a resident who said, no, please don't cut this tree down. I would call them and say, what does this tree mean to you? Perhaps there was a play being put on by a group of special needs third graders, and there was a they needed somebody to go talk to the parents and talk about what this means. These are the sorts of stories I covered for the Plano Star Courier. Think Anchorman, what they were putting the female anchor on with Cat Fashion Show.
Okay, yeah.
That's basically what I was
local
doing.
Local news.
It's local news. The Plano Star Courier is a subsidiary of Star Local Media. They have publications in Allen, Carrollton, Salina, Coppell, Flower Mound, Frisco, the Lake Cities, Louisville, Little Elm, McKinney, Mesquite, Plano, of course, Rowlett, and the Colony. About a year ago, started getting a series sent to me by P1s that they thought I might be interested in. It runs in the weekly edition of, I believe this is from the Frisco Enterprise. It's called Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down. Let me give you an example. This comes to us from September 20th, 2019. Just a little thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs up to Montoya Boxing Gym in Dallas. The gym has some 45 active boxers from youth to adults and continues to teach more than fighting. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to developing students' discipline, honor, and integrity through the great sport of boxing. Thumbs down to the bums who stole the Mesquite Hornets trailer on September 12th. The trailer contained uniforms and various equipment of peewee football teams that serve 188 kids. Hopefully justice will be served.
The bums?
Some bums.
Yeah. Okay.
So thumbs up boxing class, thumbs
yeah,
down.
That seems
football
right.
Uniforms got stolen. I would concur, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Let's go to January.
I don't like things being stolen.
I don't either, but I like boxing classes if they're teaching discipline.
Yeah, that's great.
January 10th, 2020, thumbs up to Coppell City Councilwoman Nancy Yingling, who will have served her community for 6 years in May of this year. Yingling will not seek re-election to explore time as an empty nester with her husband. Thank you, Councilwoman Yingling, for a job well done.
All right, I know you don't want to focus on that, but just...
Give her a thumb up?
I'm quitting council so I can explore being... I don't know what that means, but...
Needs
that's
a lot more
focus.
Time for thumb up.
But thumbs up for doing a good job for the 6 years. Yes, I'm all for her.
But thumbs down to a reader who left a message and admitted to stealing his neighbor's Plano Star Courier. Subscription costs to guarantee delivery are much less than the negative public relations in your neighborhood. Thumbs down.
Okay. Yeah, I would also say, although he did, like, call and admit it, right? So... that seems weird. Maybe thumbs down for that guy just being an idiot.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Let's go to the Frisco Enterprises front page on Friday, July 26, 2019. Thumbs up to Little Elm for extending juvenile curfews for another 3 years. The curfew was implemented in 2009 when juvenile mischief rates were high. 10 years later, this well-thought-out strategy with safeguards has proven to be effective. Thumbs up for the curfew.
Less mischief now.
Yeah. Thumbs down to the untimely death of Cedric Jackson. The remains of the 18-month-old child were found in a landfill in Rowlett this week.
Oh, no.
Thumbs down.
Boy, we're taking a pretty dark turn there. That's the baby in the dumpster audio.
Would you agree it's a thumbs down?
That is a negative. That's not good. I would never, that's not even close to being thumbs up.
Now, would you say that it belongs in the same section with the same distinction as a paper or some football pants being stolen.
It's Goofus and Gallant. No. It does not seem to fit. That seems like a much more serious issue. The 18-month-old that was thrown in the trash.
It's a small sample size, though. I think we need more.
But it is a thumbs down.
Yes.
Thumbs up to Operation Athea.
So wait, you're saying stealing a newspaper, taking some equipment, leaving your 18-month-old baby for dead, all kind of similar, just on the same thing.
I am reporting what they're reporting.
Okay, like stealing a newspaper
and
throwing away your 18-month-old.
See, you're going horizontal on this graph. I might also go vertical and say that transposing it with the curfew being extended as the thumbs up, like the thumbs up in this case might need to be a child beat leukemia. And
right, something bigger than
equal trade.
Right.
Hey, cool.
You've got a 5-pound rubber plate on one side and then 345s on the other.
Or even some nice baby news.
Baby news of any positive.
Mm-hmm. Right, something positive about a baby.
Life and death.
Right.
Take.
Thumbs up to Operation Athena and Sheriff Jeff Skinner. The Collin County Sheriff's Office recently arrested 19 men in an operation targeting those who allegedly utilize the internet to prey upon children. The trafficking of child pornography, the protection of our children, is a top priority for Sheriff Jeff Skinner. We're getting the bad guys.
Yes, way to go. I don't like people preying on children.
Thumbs down. The recent random shootings in El Paso and Dayton. And the politics surrounding them.
Okay, this is a little while ago, but yeah, now it's coming to mind. Like the church shootings and such?
Well, one was at a Walmart, I believe.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the other
was at a nightclub.
And
yes.
I think somewhere around 20 people ultimately were killed.
And you know what? That deserves a real hearty thumbs down from us. The Plano News Herald thing.
Enterprise.
Carrier.
All right, let's see here. Thumbs up to Louisville ISD for postponing the consolidation of 3 middle school orchestra programs. The plan would have necessitated that some students would have to transfer to participate in the program.
That would be terrible.
Bad news. So they stopped that with a thumbs up. Thumbs down. To the untimely death of 16-year-old high school football player Markel Ellis Jr. Ellis was a sophomore at Allen. He was shot at a party Saturday night and died later at the hospital. Such a loss reminds us of how fragile teen lives are. Thumbs down.
Indeed.
So this is the paper that has you interview valedictorians. Like, that's their hot news, usually.
They cover local news in their community. So again, thumbs up for postponing this proposal regarding middle school orchestra programs.
To killing a well-liked student.
Right. Thumbs down to killing a 16-year-old.
And that's now also put on the equal ledge with stealing a newspaper from someone's front yard.
Or some football helmets for 8-year-olds.
Those are just as bad as shooting the star student. A student in another school.
They're just as bad and also canceled out by extending the law on teen curfew and curbing criminal mischief among minors. So there you have it. Our first edition of Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down, courtesy of the Frisco Enterprise. If your local news does any sort of similar transposing on the front page of your publication, send them my way. The host of Thumbs Up, Jake Kemp. It's 2:45.
What if we call it Thumb Up?